Nolte, Survey Shows Women Failed to Turn Out for the Marvels. By John Nolte on November 12, 2023. Now that the Disney grooming syndicate's The Marvels is a bona fide box office catastrophe, we can expect the usual lies about how this is all the fault of racist Trump supporters. All the fault of everything except a lousy movie with unappealing stars running around pointing at terrible CGI and a spent franchise that has worked overtime to alienate fans by taking a dump on everything they once loved about that franchise. Except, the science does not back that up. Here's a breakdown of the suckers who went to see The Marvels this weekend. Other diagnostics on The Marvels: 65% male-leaning, with 45% men over 25, 22% women over 25, giving it the best grades at 82%, men under 25 at 20%, and women under 25 at 14%. Biggest demo was 25 to 34 at 33%. Diversity demos were 36% Caucasian, 27% Latino and Hispanic, 17% Black, and 14% Asian. Male-leaning. Man alive. So even though women outnumber men in the American population by a point or two, it is men, who overwhelmingly went to see The Marvels while the ladies stayed at home. There are nearly 170 million women in this country. Had just 10% of them gone to see The Marvels, it would have been a smash hit. Men are necessary to keep the lights on, fill our bellies, ensure our safety, and kill barbarians, but we are not needed to turn a movie into a box office hit. Think about that. The audience for The Marvels, a movie sold as a female empowerment superhero flick, was only 35% female. Hollywood continues to ignore human nature. Girls are girls. They like girly stuff like, oh, say, Barbie. They also like badass women who are women. Ripley from Aliens, Sarah Connor from Terminator 2, the bride from Kill Bill, Pam Grier from Jackie Brown. These characters are iconic because they are 1, tough, 2, smart, 3, flawed, and 4, women. They behave like women. And when women behave like women, what happens, class? That's right, women can relate to those characters. And when the audience relates to the characters, the audience becomes invested in the movie, and the movie becomes a hit. But when you have women running around behaving like men, only female gym teachers can relate to them, and there are not enough of those to break even. And I hope that the woke Gestapo can forgive me for what I'm about to say. Women who behave like women, even when they are killing aliens, Whitey, and Bill, also appeal to men. Ripley, Sarah, the bride, Pam, Diana Prince, and Alice are sexy. Listen, I know men are worthless. All we do is fight the wars, dig the coal, harvest the food, pave the roads, and keep everything running, but we do enjoy a little vavavoom. Why not throw us a bone, especially when it improves your bottom line? What I'm trying to say is this. Normal people of both sexes cannot relate to this anti-human nature content. Flying through space shooting CGI'd light out of your hands will never replace the wish fulfillment that comes with watching two beautiful people fall in love. But thanks to the woke Gestapo, romance and sex are now verboten. Unless it's gay romance and sex, which no one wants to watch. The new Puritanism reigns. I saw the original Superman, 1978, on my birthday. I'll never forget it. And yes, of course, I enjoyed the wish fulfillment that comes with having superpowers. I was 12. But just as much, if not more, it was watching Superman win Lois Lane's heart that stirred me. 45 years later, I still have a crush on Margot Kidder. 45 years later, the romance in Superman still gets me because that lucky bastard. CGI will never replace humanism. They will never replace human nature. Morons. John Nolte's debut novel Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books, is available today. You can read an exclusive excerpt here and a review of the novel here.